And thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
So yesterday you guys announced another round of UNSW Centre for Idea events. Could you tell us what we've got to look forward to?
Well, we've got some very exciting things to look forward to. First up is a series of events about robots, because RoboCup 2019 is coming to Sydney, which is an amazing event where robot soccer teams from all around the world, school kids, students, everybody gets together for this extraordinary, you know, robot fiesta. And as part of that, in conjunction with that, we're doing a series of talks about robots, one about robot ethics, one about robot warfare, and one that's really just a general Q&A to say, you know, robots are becoming increasingly part of our lives. What do we need to know about them? What are they going to do? What are the exciting things that are really happening? What's maybe just hype? So that's you know, everything you ever wanted to know about robots.
I'm so into that. And it's one of those things that we talk about fairly often, I feel, but maybe not necessarily in ways that aren't. How are robots going to kill us all?
Well, exactly. Well, we've got, I mean, of course, you know, one of the big things that underlies all of these conversations about robots are those ethical questions about, you know, are robots going to, you know, what will they do that replaces what humans have previously done? Where are the lines? What do we need to understand about how AI works to know what the ethical dilemmas are? So that's a really important part of it. But of course, robot warfare, which is a whole separate talk, where we've got two amazing people talking, one of whom, Toby Walsh, is the, you know, behind a campaign, you know, at the UN and elsewhere to ban lethal autonomous weapons. And another, Jay Galliott, who is working with the, you know, just got a lot of research funding from the federal government to look at how this thing, these things actually work. So it's going to be really interesting perspective, but I think the fascinating thing about it is people, you know, just teasing out what are lethal autonomous weapons, what do they do? Because these things are all happening in research labs everywhere, but we don't really know about them yet.
And I know another event that you have coming up on Monday is about factfulness. It's
yes.
A little bit of a mouthful, but could you tell us all about factfulness?
Sure. So factfulness is the name of a really amazing book written by Hans Rosling, Ola Rosling and Anna Ronlund Rosling. And it's really a fascinating look at how we can understand information. So what they've done is they've taken a whole lot of information that we have about the way the world is, and when you really analyse the facts, there's some very interesting things. You know, things are not as bad as they seem. Things are different to the way we see them. This is a whole really interesting area. Hans Rosling, the late Hans Rosling, who died last year, who's one of the authors of this book, really pioneered telling stories with information. He was an epidemiologist, but very famous from a couple of TED Talks that he gave, where he showed with graphics and pictures stories that people hadn't seen before. So the whole Factfulness Project is, let's really understand information and understand what it means for us in the world. And, you know, they've taken in the book some really interesting different areas to look at to show us, when you look at the information, this is what you find. So it's a very cheering story about the world in some ways, but also it's about, in a world where there's so much information, how do we know what's really true or factful, as they might put it?
You certainly sound very, very busy. What sort of work goes into putting these events together?
It works in a variety of different ways. Sometimes we run a program throughout the year. And the other thing that we've announced yesterday, of course, is one of our events for Science Week in August with Nobel Prize winner Elizabeth Blackburn, who's done all this work on telomeres, which are the parts of our DNA. So that's something that we're doing as part of Science Week. So what we're doing is trying to make sure that the university is part of important public conversations, that we're bringing some of the most interesting researchers in the world to the university and to audiences, but that we're also talking about some of the research that the university is doing. And UNSW is a RoboCup world champion. we're a serious robot university in terms of studying and you know, and working things out. So we're really looking at areas where some of our most exciting researchers have got something to say, but also saying, what are the important conversations happening in the world? You know, in August, it's National Science Week, it's Sydney Science Festival. UNSW is an extraordinary science university, so we're saying, well, let's engage with some of the most important scientists from around the world. So we've invited Elizabeth Blackburn to come and speak, but also let's talk about some topics that the people doing research in the university are interested in contributing to. So we kind of look at things in a different way. We'll invite some international guests. We collaborate with colleagues who are bringing international guests to Australia to put on some interesting events. But we're also very much looking at Australian researchers, UNSW researchers. What can they share with a general audience that is going to be really interesting and illuminating and exciting?
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to share there, and thank you so much for chatting to us.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.